Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 31, Johannesburg 30 and Mpumalanga 27. Parents at the Alexandra High School in Alexandra have called on authorities to ensure school safety for their children. This follows a stabbing incident that left three pupils wounded. So the incident is believed to be gang-related and forced the school principal to close the school this morning. Here's one of the residents near the school, Nombonga Kakaza, who witnessed the event. And just a warning to sensitive learners, or rather listeners, you may find this a bit upsetting.
I live right opposite the school. The boys were fighting, stabbing each other with scissors. So what I don't like is the chaos that's happening in the school. Kids didn't get time to learn today because they were dismissed early.
In other news, the ANC Youth League president, Colin Malachi, has accused mining shareholders of being the real Zama Zamas benefiting from illegal mining operations.
They don't want to pay tax. They don't want to pay employees their minimum wage or their wages. They pretend that the mine is closed down, is finished. Then tomorrow, they employ illegal foreigners.
He was addressing a picket outside the Mineral Council in Rosebank, Johannesburg, which was held against unemployment. Now, the CEO of the Mineral Council of South Africa, Mzila Mtshane, has promised to respond to the ANC Youth League's demands within 14 days. He acknowledged the mining sector's role, but says addressing these challenges requires cooperation across various sectors.
They require the kind of partnership that we've seen between business and government to resolve the energy issue, to resolve not only the transport issue, but logistics issue, and most importantly, the partnership that we've seen to resolve crime and corruption.
In other news, the Judicial Conduct Tribunal hearing into sexual harassment claims against Eastern Cape Judge President Salbi Menenge has been postponed until Monday this year, or rather May this year. Today's proceedings mark the conclusion of the cross-examination. This now of the complainant in the matter, Andiswa Mengo. She detailed the explicit texts and images that she allegedly received from Menenge between 2021 and 2022. The Judge President's lawyers got Mengo to concede that she omitted her responses in the evidence she provided and placed focus on discrepancies in her statements. Meanwhile, the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Dean McPherson, said that no private property will be expropriated without compensation on his watch. He's the first minister to publicly respond to newly signed Expropriation Act. Mangaliso Kumalo has more.
Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson stated on social media platform X that the guarantee of property rights under Section 25 of the Constitution is not up for debate and is non-negotiable. He added anyone who claims to speak on behalf of the department is merely sharing opinion and only ministers implement acts and regulations. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
And finally, Police Minister Senzo Mkhulu hosted a National Golf Day in Mount Edgecombe in Durban today to raise funds for the South African Police Services Education Trust. It was set up to support the educational needs of children of fallen officers, and last year over 6 million rand was raised. Here's one of the beneficiary, the 90-year-old Loyiso Ngobo.
It's a good way to bring awareness to those who have lost their parents, because it's actually a tough thing to lose a parent, especially on duty, because for some people it's quite traumatic. And I'm hoping that more people support this, because it's actually quite helpful.
For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Frischier. Have a good evening.
Party! Jacaranda FM Party Night.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Yep, 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 yep. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. 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 Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom.